This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Can I just say one thing, Don?
Sure.
You're not Don.
It stands,
but it's Don. Not!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe.
Tonight's ENN has a sponsor, guys.
You don't know that.
It's brought to you by Jake's 58 Casino. Ring in the new year, Jake's 58 Casino Hotel. Win your share of $50,000 cash or a 2023 Audi. Learn more at jakes58.com. If gambling is a problem for you or someone you care about, please call the 24-hour toll-free helpline at 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. I'd like to start off tonight's ENN by saying good evening to Michael.
Poof. What was that?
And
I don't remember saying that.
Good evening to all of us.
Turkey meatballs and mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Turkey meatballs.
Come on. Good evening to Don.
I watched Clerks 3.
Good evening to myself.
Yeah, it's Big Blue and Big D.
Good evening to Don.
People can look at that as me disrespecting Derek Jeter. I'm complimenting, with a nice musical background, Aaron Judge and his abilities. And we'll see.
And to Don.
That's like a volleyball to the head.
And lastly to Don.
Stab him in the chest!
So special.
Yeah, you missed you missed 10 minutes of this show, you know?
So lucky to work with both of you. I really am.
All right, back at you. And what did you think of that interesting tweet I sent you earlier?
Ooh, or text.
It wasn't your best work, what you sent me.
No?
No, I was. I think there's been a regression to the mean.
I know, but I've said that for a long time, but I thought you would be excited about it. But hey.
No.
Why am I
all right.
This?
Well, you know what? I'll fill you in, Don, when I see you, but there's a major change, a shift for Michael in taste. Well, we'll discuss it.
No. Okay. The same taste is there, except that, you know, the meal is not cooked the same way.
I understand what you're saying. Wow. New ingredients, perhaps. We know how you feel about ingredients. All right. Let's start with Jeff Passan. He was on Get Up today, and he was talking about how this this Judge deal affects the rest of the Yankees offseason.
The Yankees are the Yankees. They are still the franchise more than any in Major League Baseball that brings in enormous amounts of money. What Yankees fans should hope for is that this doesn't preclude them from making other moves, from going after Carlos Rodon, from adding to a team that could not get past the Houston Astros in the postseason last year. Let's remember, the Yankees got swept out of the postseason with a team that looks very similar to the one that they have right now. There have been no other big moves from the Yankees this offseason, so there's still a lot left to do in the Bronx, and if the Yankees want to win that first championship since 2009, this isn't going to be the last move of the winter.
I agree with him.
Aaron Judge, his deal with the Yankees, that of course Jeff is referring to, 9 years, $360 million. Word came out today that at the last minute, it sounds like the Padres were trying to offer over $400 million, but Judge had already committed to Hal Steinbrenner and said the number was 360, and that is what it ended at. Some other moves to give you an idea of what other things are going on in baseball and also what prices are looking like. Wilson Contreras signed with the Cardinals a 5-year deal, $87.5 million. Kenley Jansen with the Red Sox, 32-2.
Red Sox are desperate. Desperate. They are getting so much heat in Boston. That's such an incomplete team. They've stopped spending money. They've got to sign Bogarts, too, just to, like, satisfy their fan base.
Now, the Mets made a move today as well to bolster their rotation.
Right.
They lost Taijuan Walker. However, they signed Jose Quintana.
Yeah, that Quintana can roll, man.
See, you said that in the mass text. I don't get it.
Yeah, I still don't get it.
That's a you problem. And you don't know either, Peter?
Well, Peter doesn't
Quintana
get it either.
Quintana can roll.
See, I'm sickened by both of you.
Quintana.
I'm not going to tell you.
Quintana. So it's on a roll.
No. You know what?
Hold on. No, I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it.
I'm disgusted with both of you. Especially
why can't
Peter.
You just tell us?
No, now not.
Oh, well,
why
I didn't remember.
Gain an advantage on your stupidity.
It's a Lebowski quote, Michael.
Yes.
Now, if you said I don't roll on Shabbos, I would have known what you were saying.
All right. Well, it didn't fit. It didn't fit there.
But Quintana, right. I did not. I forgot about Quintana. Oh, it's unfortunate.
Now I'm also hearing rumors, Don, that they could be in the market to maybe trade Cookie Carrasco to free up some money, so it doesn't get them over that final Cohen tax threshold.
Also, it could be him. So that who did
I don't
Buster
know.
Also?
You know, Buster mentioned Mark Canha.
Yeah,
Buck loves himself some Mark Canha,
but Buck also loves Escobar and commented all through the year about his leadership. So hey, if you tough decisions, man, that's what you got to make. If you're gonna be trading players away to be able to make room for getting under the threshold, you might have to give up some guys that kind of hurt.
But maybe you got under the threshold if you don't sign Nimmo. And you just move Marte to center.
Well, I think the fact that it's taking this long, tells you I think he's gone.
As a Met fan, Don, would you be okay with moving Marte to center and signing Conforto?
God, to a one-year deal. Conforto hasn't played in over a year.
I know.
You know what? I think I would.
I would take a role on Conforto. Yeah. I think he's a good player,
Boris Client and all that, so it's not going to come cheap. But, the fact is he doesn't have a lot of leverage having not played for a year. But he was a good player when he was here. I think Marte can play center field. Yeah, I would have – that would be good. And they're also in on that Japanese player, right?
Senjay?
Koide Segna?
Senga.
Yeah, so – I don't know much about him, Michael. I tried to do some homework on him before the show, but we'll see if that is anybody they can get. But
another guy, that, according to Joel Sherman, Ross Stripling, and his nickname, by the way, Chicken Strip.
Because of the Stripling.
Yeah.
It's a name. It's
you don't like
than
the cookie nickname either?
No, at all. Nothing. Disgusted by it.
I don't know the name of the player you guys are referring to, but I couldn't help but think, Anthony, through that moment, is this going to end up a drop one day? Is this like when Michael couldn't say Lin-Manuel Miranda? Is that where we're going to land one day? I don't know.
I have a key question for you.
Please.
When this show ends, it's going to be 4 o'clock where you are.
That's right.
Game doesn't start till 7:20, as you said. Rangers and the Golden Knights. Will you go out and gamble for 2 hours?
No.
It's a good question.
Well, you going to sit there in the booth and do nothing?
Well, no. There's still work to be done. I mean, I wasn't all over the morning skate because it spilled into our meeting and the show.
Right.
So I'm going to start doing some work. And then I heard that the press room, like Gentlemen here in Vegas, opens at 4:30. So I'll get myself a nice meal, do some work. Relax.
Will you write down some numbers for the Capitals?
Well, that would be silly since they're playing the Golden Knights. But I get the reference. But no, I don't know. Is there anywhere to, can you? Is there machines in the arena? No.
Well, go into how far are you from a casino?
T-Mobile's
right
pretty
across the street.
It's right,
well,
yeah,
do
it's right
it,
there.
Don. Come on, put some numbers on red for me.
I'm good.
Hold on. Let me ask an important question. Are you guys going to get a meal like gentlemen after the game?
No, they're getting right on the charter.
Oh, no, straight to the plane?
I'm going
to
be served a meal on the plane like a gentleman.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
fine. In the Sam Rosen Memorial Dining Room.
Is that what it's called?
Yep.
He already has Memorial. He's alive.
Yeah, they just, for when it happens, rather than change the sign.
Wow. I understand that. That makes a lot of sense. Let's keep moving along, shall we?
Do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Maybe we talk a little of the foosball?
Do whatever you want. This is your vehicle.
Well, hold on. You know what? Before we move on to the foosball, I think we should listen to one clip because I know clips are whack.
Clip.
But not when they're from Mad Dog. Here's Mad Dog talking about Judge.
Two reasons you give him credit. One, as you said, he turned down 213 and he comes back and he hits 62 homers, has the year of all years, wins the MVP, should have been a landslide. He wins the MVP, he breaks the Yankee single season, and he breaks the home run record. None of this American League garbage. He's the single season home run king. Most of these big free agents who go out there and they start being recruited, 99% of the time they leave. And the fact that he came back to the Yankees after he was, you know, romanced for 3 weeks and then still goes back to the Yankees, I think that's an excellent sign for him too. I think this is a very good day for baseball. This is a very good day for Judge, and this is a great day for the Yankees.
Now, how about the humanity of Chris Russo? His team lost out on Judge, and still that was his take. Yeah.
But, you know, it's not even that hot take, lukewarm, but he has said it so many times. He wants people to know. Those three championships, he's out. He's not passionate about the Giants anymore. He doesn't.
Yeah, he did say that to us right in between, saying, "You know what? I got to tell you, Mikey, I'm surprised you let Don talk on the show."
So,
yeah.
Don, you talk a lot on the show.
I didn't know you talked, Donnie. I thought you were like a little.
Right. Let's get it right. On two times, once in front of people, and once just to me.
I'm a big boy.
Said, I had no idea you were this significant on the show.
Donnie, no idea. I thought you were still a board op.
I got one question though, Peter. Mm-hmm. 20 years.
20 years, huh? 20 years.
Huh? So it was between 20 years and disrespecting me, he threw out. He said it to us at one of the Super Bowls, like, because their last championship was 2014, so he said it a bunch of times. Like, after they won the three championships in 6 years, I think he's still a fan, but I don't think he's that upset about the Judge thing.
20 years, huh?
20 years.
Let's move on.
Nobody's going to confuse him with Michael.
Listen, he's a radio Hall of Famer. I hope to one day join the ranks of someone as great as Chris Russo. Barbara Walters, he is not.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's go to Brian Daboll of your New York Foosball Giants. Giants have a big matchup. They're 7-point dogs this week against the Eagles at home. Here's Daboll on Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I got a lot of respect for Jalen. Tremendous person, first and foremost. Okay. Highly competitive, extremely smart, great leader. Reason why he's probably at the top of the list for MVP right now. Playing with a great team. Go on and on about Jalen. It means a lot to me.
And you know what? Nice. Since we're talking about this, I have something very important to tell you guys. And that is that we are in the midst of the Big Blue Report brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Yeah, that's right. Buffalo Wild Wings. Daboll went on to talk about what stands out about this Eagles team.
Everything. Their defensive line, their receivers, their quarterback, their offensive line. I mean, their offensive line is as good as it gets. Starts with Kelsey. Gets everything set. Just been a fantastic player for a really long time. I think Jalen is operating at an extremely high level. And throw A.J., Devontae. You know, Quez got injured there. We'll see where he's at. Their running game is really good. Their defense, their corners, their line. I mean, they can rush the pattern. It's the reason why they're 11-1. They're a well-rounded team.
Who's the only team to beat them, Peter?
God, who was it? It was a few weeks ago. It was the Washington Commanders.
Yeah.
That's right, the Commies. You know, they're playing the Giants in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, thinking I know. Of, next
thinking
week.
Of, thinking about wearing the Commies jacket to the Nets game today. That's what I'm thinking about.
All coaches are like this, but since we played the Daboll sound.
Yeah, tremendous person, human being.
If you were to put him in a time machine and the Giants were playing the 76 Buccaneers, he would tell you about how tough the Buccaneers are, and that's Steve Spurrier. Watch out, man. He can complete a pass, I'll tell you.
John McKay, what a coach.
Oh, John McKay knows. Listen, he wants to execute the offensive line. Doesn't matter. You know, I think all those guys deserve to live and continue to play. I'd put him in the Pro Bowl if I were you. I don't know how this team hasn't won a game.
But yeah, by the way, he's morphing into that guy.
Well, by the way, though, I got to call fraud on Don.
In what sense?
Do you remember, Michael, like a week ago, we were talking about somebody and Don had the audacity to say, well, Bill Belichick said that they're good, so that actually means something. Oh, about the Jets. Oh, the Jets. I mean, if Belichick said the Jets are good,
no.
Belichick would say that the Testaverde-led Bucks were good. They lie through their teeth.
But that was my point when I said it.
What do you mean? You said it the opposite.
Bill talking up the Jets.
I thought you meant
Jet Week. No, I was saying it sarcastically.
I'm not facetiously very almost.
Yeah, just come on. It's Jet Week. I mean, you're beating the team 14 straight times. It's not Jet Week.
Take the fraud stuff away, Peter.
You know, it could be Bill. You know, it's Bills Week. It's Dolphin Week. You know, it's Jets Week.
Did you say Bills Week? Well, the Bills will be without Von Miller the remainder of the season.
Poof.
Yeah, Poof is right. ACL surgery in his right knee.
Oh.
Yeah. So no more Von Miller for the Bills. Bill's not catching a ton of breaks during this season. Kind of feel bad. Now, we know Odell Beckham Jr. is a desirable free agent. And he had visits with the Giants, the Cowboys, and the Bills. And now he's heading home to Arizona to, quote, weigh his options, talk to his family, and plot his next move, according to Ian Rappaport.
I love plotting.
The plot is probably just to lay out and try again during the offseason.
David Moore of the Dallas Morning News, of course, reported that it appears Beckham's rehab will extend into the postseason. And Ed Werder reported that the Cowboys had concerns following the physical that the ACL had not progressed enough to ensure he could play before mid-January. Flip side of that coin, guys, from feeling not great about someone's future to all of a sudden renewed hopes and dreams, Jimmy Garoppolo may not be done for the season after all.
It wasn't a Lisfranc fracture, right?
That's right. Here's the exact way it's described. Everyone thought it was a broken foot that he suffered this weekend against the Dolphins. However, if rehab goes well, he could return in 7 to 8 weeks, which would put him back in time for the divisional round of the playoffs. Shanahan was optimistic. Take it back. Shanahan was not optimistic it would happen, but would not rule out a return for Garoppolo. God, you talk about a difference between it breaking one way or the other. No pun intended.
But they think their quarterback now is Purdy.
Yeah. See, that's what's weird, Michael, right? Like, let's say he plays well and wins a playoff game.
Yeah, Jimmy G always gets disrespected.
I know. It doesn't matter. Whoever's
going to put him back in.
I swear to God, if you had asked me about Brock Purdy 4 days ago, I would think it was a different language. And then within 2 days, the whole league can be going, you know what? Who needs Jimmy G? It's
you know
it's
what, Peter?
Wild.
Are you familiar with the work of David Blow?
You know what? I am familiar. Where is David Blow when you need him?
Oh,
Don, he's your guy.
Yeah, he's definitely on a roster. I can't remember which one.
Oh, that narrows it down to 32.
Is that true?
Wait a minute. Well, he's not on the Giants or the Jets, and obviously not the Lions anymore. I'll tell you. I'll get you. Stand by. We'll get it for you. But he is on an NFL roster. Listen, if Josh Johnson could be on an NFL roster.
Wait, Josh Johnson's better than David Blow, who's actually named David Blow.
Yeah.
Now, you want to hear some New York love?
Yeah.
How about Quinn and Williams talking about Dexter Lawrence?
I played against him a lot in Clemson. He was at Clemson. I was at Bama. So, yeah. And I've been keeping up with just how he's doing. It's amazing to see a guy that big, that physical, that athletic, that he's a massive dude doing the same similar stuff that I'm doing when it comes down to defeating double teams and playing the run and playing the pass and different stuff like that. So seeing a guy like that, bro, work his butt off from college and then now in the NFL, having so much success at that massive size as a human being is phenomenal to see in the defensive line world. So.
And with that, we close out the Big Blue Report brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Join everyone at Buffalo Wild Wings for buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday. Buffalo Wild Wings, to the greatest of all times, valid at participating locations while supplies last.
Can I add one thing, Peter?
Sure.
Do it.
That was the... We'll never get that 30 seconds back again.
Well, you can...
Clips are whack.
Well, they are, but you got to get the Big Blue Report in, and you want to honor the sponsor.
Well, I mean, but that he read the open 5 minutes ago. I'm sure there was something Big Blue in there.
David Blau, by the way, is on the Minnesota Vikings.
Wow, what string is he? Third?
I don't know if I think he could be backing up. No,
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Okay. I'll tell you what, though. That clip about Dexter Lawrence did remind me. I have to say, do you guys notice that during the game last week, Jonathan Vilma said, all respect to Payne and Jonathan Allen, but no one's better than Dexter Lawrence right now?
No. I mean, it's, he's look, I guess it's all in the eye of the beholder, but it's definitely a conversation.
He's
having a tremendous year.
Michael, it sort of seemed maybe that the Lakers were getting their legs under them a little bit.
Oh, not last night.
And then last night, Anthony Davis out because of an illness. LeBron James out because of an ankle. And
well, they're still good if those guys play.
Yeah, was he dressed, though? I could have sworn he was in uniform.
Well, who?
Did he get hurt in that game, James?
LeBron?
Yeah, I thought I saw him.
Yeah, no,
bench.
LeBron got dinged yesterday. He's out tonight against Toronto.
That was
last
part
night
of
they
my
lost
myriad
to
of viewing on the in the first class cabin, Peter.
Oh wow.
I watched a little of Cavaliers Lakers on TNT.
Was this between Clerks 3 or
This is between Clerks 3 and Death Proof.
See, here's a question I have for you. It's been really bothering me. You're an inveterate reader. You're in the sky in a tin can hurtling toward Vegas. It's the perfect time to read a book and
it's
you
a great
decide
point.
To watch movies.
And it'll knock you out.
Well, here's the thing. It's a late flight. I didn't want to be that guy with the light on, bothering everybody who's trying to sleep. It was a 9 o'clock flight to Vegas, so people were trying to sleep. And to have the overhead light on it, to me, it's rude.
Now, who were you sitting next to?
I don't know. I didn't introduce
myself.
Was
it a male or a female?
It was a woman.
Was she attractive?
I mean, for her age.
What,
she
was
looked
she
like
90?
She was in her. No, I think she was like in her 60s.
And she was an attractive lady.
I mean, that's a word you say.
Did she try to talk to you?
No. But other than she had the window seat, so other than a couple of times she had to get up.
Oh, that's annoying.
And one time, I don't know what happened. She didn't come back.
What, you think she fell in?
I don't know if she did a DB Cooper and jumped out of the plane.
Oh, my God.
No, but the plane, I got to tell you, like, full class, first class, every seat was taken. In coach, there was like nobody there. It was a very, very, there was a light load. I think everybody kind of upgraded to first class. So I don't know if I offended her or maybe she just didn't want to keep bothering me to get up, but she didn't come back to her seat the second time she went
now,
to the bathroom.
Well, I'm gonna
maybe,
ask you,
maybe you smelled.
I was going to say.
I thought
I
about
say,
that. I mean,
were
it's not,
you were you flatulent last night?
Well, I mean, it's a long flight, so to say that nothing happened for 6 hours.
But you drove away a 60-year-old woman. I mean, hey, listen, she left first class to get away from you. You must.
That,
have
wait, I don't
so
know that.
Hideous.
We don't know that. It's on the table. We don't know that.
If she went to coach, if she left,
can you imagine a woman would rather sit in coach than sit next to Don for the remainder?
But if coach
of the flight?
Is empty, then it's first class at Jace.
No,
right?
You're behind is still in a coach seat.
No, nah, but not if nobody's you bring
you
up the
must,
armrest.
You must have done something.
No,
so
I don't think so. Nobody else. I mean, it wasn't like anybody else. No, I don't. Can I say nothing happened for 6 straight hours? That'd be odd. Knowing my track.
Yeah,
record.
But if you did have an issue, I mean, your stuff is noxious. It probably knocked her out.
That's not something you bring up on the radio.
You know what? I think with that, we should close the
internet. Peter, that was... All right, listen, was it good radio? Was it
really, Peter, did you ever think when I asked him
right.
who he was sitting next to that we would find out that a 60-year-old woman left in the middle of the flight and never came back?
And
I mean, that's brilliant reporting.
And I, by the way, I take all the credit for my flatulence question. That was really what got us to the bottom, no pun intended.
Wow. This poor lady, can you imagine...
No, she was trying to sleep, and I think she probably felt like after because she decided to go to the bathroom in coach. She probably figured, listen, I got a whole row of seats empty. It'll be easier to just sleep this way. I'm sure that's what happened.
You know, I think the problem was, Peter.
Hmm.
Let's go to Stench in Mamaroneck.
Apparently Don was Stench in Mamaroneck.
Well, we'll never know. I didn't ask her.
Well, you didn't. She never came back.
Well, I did see her getting my luggage.
Did you say where'd you go?
And why did you make this old lady get your luggage? That's terrible.
No, when we went, because I had to check a bag because for the show I'm doing at the hotel tomorrow, I had to bring like 700 boxes
Wait,
of equipment.
Wait, you're doing a show at the hotel? What, like
yes.
a lounge act?
Yeah, what kind of show are you doing?
No, I'm doing the Michael Kay show.
Oh. Okay. Don, you're a fascinating person. Every day you fascinate me.
Just because I answer honestly.
I would love
to. She got up and she didn't come back.
Any relative of this woman that's listening to the show, call in and tell us what went wrong yesterday.
If anyone called you and said, I was on a flight and this flatulent man sent me to coach, please tell us.
I really don't think so. Again, she was not by herself. So maybe,
but you were taking advantage of the loud noises. You know, the plane is loud.
I do not know. I don't remember. I'm just saying, knowing myself, 6 hours after turkey meatballs, I'm sure there might have been an answer.
Oh.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.